Here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. We are back to our regular format this evening after spending the last 2 weeks honoring the late Bruno Snyders and Alex Loy. So tonight we're going to reveal the third member of the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame Class of 2014. We'll announce that in just a moment. And we're also very happy to be joined tonight by our good friend, the assistant coach of the Los Angeles Galaxy, Rochester's and Brighton's own Dave Sarakin. Galaxy will be in Seattle to take on the Sounders this Saturday with the MLS Supporter Shield and home field advantage in the playoffs on the line. As always, we'll have Michael Lewis and Dick Howard with us to give us the latest news from U.S. and world soccer. And, of course, the U.S. women taking on Haiti right after our show at 7:30 on Fox Sports 1 to check out to Abby Wambach and all the ladies as the U.S. looks to go undefeated in their group. Let's now bring in our host, Rochester Lancers Wall of Famer, Joe Redcard Sirianni, who is chomping at the bit.
Well, Andrew, you know, it's one of those things that here we are, and for all the people that haven't heard time, listen to us at 1040, switch us to 92.1 FM, because you can hear us better there, or tune us in on the computer or on your mobile.
That's right. You listen to us lots of different ways on our show. You've also listened to us at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. But, Joe, we want to mention one quick thing, though. On Saturday, we were at the services for Alex Loy, and it was a beautiful service. You saw all old pictures of Alex, and, boy, I tell you, he was a big, imposing guy back in the day, but he was light on his feet and fast. And I'm hearing some great stories from Karen Erkely about her racing Alex in the backyard back in the day with Vinny and her brother. And it was a beautiful service and a great sending off.
What
Alex.
Impressed me is that, you know, when they brought the casket in, you know, they opened up the casket and there was a soccer ball, you know, that they was put in the casket. And
Just a soccer ball, a Rochester Lancers.
Yeah, a Rochester Lancers soccer ball. So that was kind of touching. And, you know, I'd never been to an Orthodox funeral before or a funeral mass, and I was impressed. We did a lot of standing. The people there were very, very well-dressed, to say the least, in that they in there to honor Alex and his family. And, you know, it was a sad moment for soccer, and he will be tremendously missed. Because not only by his family, but soccer, you know, soccer aficionado in Rochester, in at large, as we witness soccer Sam and Don Laca and Vince Dinolfo were one of the pallbearers, and I had to leave after the service, but. The service continued to about 4:30 in the afternoon. It started at 10. And, you know, there's a lot of stories to be told.
That certainly was. And we're going to miss Alex and Bruno very much. And But life goes on, as they say, and talking about the Lancers, of course. The Lancers will be starting up in about three weeks' time on the road against Detroit Wazza Flow, their first road game of the year on November 8th, and then the home opener November 22nd against the Ontario California Fury. And, of course, the other big news is December 27th. The Baltimore Blast come into town at 1 p.m., and it will also be honoring the Rochester Lancers and the soccer heroes of the past as we have our Wall of Fame induction ceremonies. And we've already announced two members of the Lancers Wall of Fame class of 2014. First was Ellie Durante, the great midfielder from the early to mid-70s, part of the Three Musketeers with Franco Doi and Francisco Escos. We also announced last couple weeks ago of Peter Short, the all-league defender for the Rochester Lancers, member of the 1970 championship team. He'll be inducted. Both those gentlemen were original members of the North American Soccer League in 1967. And now we're up to our third inductee, a gentleman who has brought Rochester soccer and Rochester in general so much notoriety through his playing, but more so for his years and years of coaching at the professional and collegiate
level,
not only in college, in the pros, but also with our United States men's national team. And you probably guessed by now that we're talking about Dave Sarakin. And we're very proud that David will be inducted into the Wall of Fame. We did tell him before the show, so it's not going to be a surprise. He will be on at 7 o'clock, too. We'll talk about that a little bit, but you know, he's just had an incredible career in coaching, and he was a great player as well.
Well, you know, the good thing about it that, first of all, he's a Rochesterian. Secondly,
native
and most
Brighton.
Yeah, and in Brighton. His parents live over here. He comes over here often to see his parents whenever his soccer career permits him. I believe that his wife is also from Rochester area. And I'm not 100% sure about that, but I was surely going to ask him just so we know. And, you know, he's a resident of California right now, but he misses Rochester all the time. And we communicate with him often because he's an idol to me because David is one of those guys that you meet and you want to be his friend. You know, he's not a pretentious kind of guy. He's humble, and he's a good man. And I'm very, very happy that he's being honored.
And he, member of the Lancers, he was the first round draft pick in '76, I believe it was. He played 2 years. Also played indoors. Was an excellent indoor player, but of course he's found his niche in
coaching.
And he's been with Bruce Arena for many years, both at University of Virginia and with the U.S. national team, and now with the Los Angeles Galaxy. Was the head coach of the Chicago Fire for many years. And we'll have David on the air at 7 o'clock to talk about not only the Wall of Fame, but of course the Galaxy and the Seattle Sounders as they fight for the MLS Supporters Shield.
And his history as well.
Absolutely. We also had some big news this week from the Western New York Flash. The lady who was the captain of the team for many matches this year with Abby Wambach's injury, member of our U.S. Women's National Team who scored a goal against Guatemala on Friday, Carly Lloyd. She has been traded to the Houston Dash, and two members of the Flash 2011 championship team are coming home. Whitney Engen, defender, who has actually scored a couple of goals herself for the national team recently, and midfielder Becky Edwards, who had a great season with Houston. Both those players will be coming back, so I've heard some good things and some bad things from fans. Some people are unhappy with this. Some people are happy. So I guess
I can tell you, I hate to see Carly Lloyd leave because she brought an aura to Rochester that she's a member of the national team, much like our own Abby Wambach. She's a great player. She's a great person, and we're going to miss. But I guess we're going to welcome the people that are coming back just as well, and we're going to wish them well to the good for the for the Flash. So I want to see, I can't wait until Lloyd come back to be our opponent. I don't know when my emotions are going to be then, but that's life in soccer.
It certainly is. You know, players come and go, and you know, just look at Frank Lampard and look at Cesc Fabregas, and you know, people change teams all the time. But it'll be interesting to see one. A person I spoke with recently, their big question was, are we going to get a third national team player? Because Becky Edwards is not a member of the U.S. senior national team. Whitney Engen is. But we've actually been short players in the NWSL from the national team for 2 years now. So we'll see if the Flash get their third allocation. I think it's going to be very important. And with Abby, you know, Abby didn't play against Guatemala, and that got some people upset, too, that she was sad even after Alex Morgan's ankle injury, which has knocked her out of the tournament completely. Fortunately, the U.S. defensively has been strong. They're not giving up a goal, but they have not been dominant like they were 4 years ago.
Exactly. And it leads to the question, and Andrew, that what the coach really thinks about Abby. I mean, what is she going to be? Is she going to be in his plan for the future, in her plans for the future? And who knows? I mean, things age sometimes brings a lot of things. Maybe they don't want her to play because they want to save her for a different game that she'd probably be better at. It's you know, we got to see what happened. I mean, I just Abby, it's a valuable player. She's, you know, she's shown her stuff. She's valuable to the national team, and I'm sure we're going to see her play some more.
Well, we're going to see her play tonight. She is starting for the U.S. against Haiti. The big news, Ashlyn Harris, the former Western New York Flash keeper, will be starting in goal tonight against Haiti as Hope Solo is given a rest. Whitney Engen, the newest member of the Flash, will also be in the lineup tonight. So the U.S. against Haiti, Fox Sports 1, starting at 7:30. And one more bit of news and notes before we go to our first break. We had a chance to speak with Pat Erkley a bit at the Cardinal Mooney Class of 79 reunion. Very happy that Pat and Karen, Karen is my classmate from that class, along with Kathy Boughton, the Abby Wambach's high school coach, and Cheryl Donolfo, our Monroe County clerk. And Pat talked to me a bit, and we have some news coming out of the USL, maybe some more matches, which I think would be great. That I think the USL and MLS want to align a little bit more with their schedule and with their format, so we may be seeing some things happen with USL, maybe not a single table anymore, who knows. There's going to be more discussions coming up with that, but I think it's a good thing. I think USL and MLS being in line is a good thing.
My question, Andrew, with more team coming up, will they dilute the quality of players? I mean, where do they find all the players?
Well, they're going to be coming from the MLS team.
I just hope that's fine, but the MLS team are recruiting all those young kids, and then they're trying to develop in Rochester. And, you know, I hope that doesn't happen, because you got to have good players in order to bring and fill the stadium. Well, people in Rochester, you know, they are soccer savvy. You can't fool them. They'll come if the team wins, and they put up a good game and a good show. They won't come if the team doesn't do well, because people recognize the caliber of players in Rochester. So I hope the Pat and the coach take that under consideration, because the only thing that's going to make soccer go in Rochester is the people that come and they pay the tickets.
That's right. And USL will be having Portland and Seattle. Their reserve teams will be in the league next year. Montreal's in the league. That's the big news. The question is, where are they going to play? And there may be even another team that's pretty close to Rochester may be joining the league, too. We'll have more news on that as the months and the off-season roll along. But we're going to take a first break right now. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Lots of news and notes in the world of soccer. And even if you can't believe this, Ebola may be affecting soccer, and we'll tell you why next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting indoor soccer this fall in the brand new Major Arena Soccer League. The Lancers open the 2014 home campaign at the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, November 22nd, 7 p.m. against the Ontario California Fury. Get your 2014 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this week by Claridge Design Center, 3240 Chile Avenue. The number to call is 889-5800 or go to ClarideDesignCenter.com. And center is spelled the English way, C-E-N-T-R-E, or I guess the Canadian way, too, if you think of it that way. If you have anything you need done for your kitchen, your bath, you want to remodel your house, give Claridge Design Center a call. We highly recommend them here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, how's it going up in Toronto?
Well, it's a bit wild and woolly today. Good soccer weather today. Rain most of the day, so you felt like, you know, you were in a stadium in England watching a game in the wintertime. But hopefully the weather will improve, and certainly given the games that we'll be watching indoors, we haven't minded being indoors for a while because there's been some cracking games on TV, hasn't there?
Yeah, to say the least.
But we usually start with Spain, Dick, but I think it's worth it this time. There's a lot of news happening there with Cristiano Ronaldo just tearing up the league right now. 15 goals. He himself has as many goals as Messi and Neymar combined. And the big match is coming up Saturday, the Clásico, Real Madrid hosting Barcelona. Just so many storylines, including a guy from from Uruguay who wants to take a bite out of this game. Mr. Suarez might be making his debut for Barcelona on Saturday.
Yeah, it's certainly a game that gets everybody excited, doesn't it? El Clásico, and certainly when you look at the individuals on display, it's matching up, and the one that everybody looks at, of course, is Ronaldo versus Messi. In respect of fans of British football, of course, they might not see Gareth Bale playing in this because he's doubtful for the Champions League game at Liverpool in midweek and might not be able to make the Clásico, but certainly it's a game that everybody wants to see. It should be on everybody's bucket list, I think, Andrew, to see El Clásico, whether it's in the Bernabeu or in Camp Nou in Barcelona.
Starts at 12 noon. You can watch it on beIN Sport. And you talk about Barcelona and their, you know, great scoring, all the tremendous power they have up top, but the key for them this year, they have yet to give up a goal. They've scored 22 goals and given up zero. But now they have to face the top scorer in the world, Cristiano Ronaldo, at home. It's going to be quite a challenge. I think Real may be the favorite in this match.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so, Joe?
No.
What do you say?
I think that they're going to contain Ronaldo, and that they just, they're going to play Ronaldo. They're going to contain him, and Barcelona is going to score.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see what happens.
What do you think,
Dick?
Yeah, well, I'm a betting man at times, but this one, you know, you really can't put. I don't know what the odds are, but I would certainly think that Real Madrid, in their own home, are and the fans being the 12th man, will be a difficult team to beat. You mentioned about containing Ronaldo, and I think, Joe, at times Ronaldo seems almost to be disinterested in the game, doesn't he? And then suddenly you see him in the 90th minute pop up and score a goal. He's
the kind of
player that you would want to go and see all the time, day in, day out, like a Messi, like Neymar. These are individuals that on their own can make things happen, but they'll require the total team effort. And I think in this situation, I wouldn't be surprised if Real come out on top, but it's going to be a great game regardless of who's going to come out on top.
Certainly the case. And Champions League also, you know, Joe's got some big interest there with the key matchup. The highlights of the weekend the week is probably Roma and Bayern Munich. And Joe, I know you're not happy with Roma right now. They've said some pretty disparaging things about Juventus.
And well, in the national, you know, an international thing, I'm for Roma. In the national issue, I'm angry at Totti because Totti should know better. I mean, win or lose, everybody, you know, all the players, especially the fans, they need, you know, the fans, we watch the game and we get angry, we say the things that we say. But when a player, the caliber of Totti, makes disparaging remarks about the referees and about the whole team as well, you know, then, you know, you have to ask the question, really. I mean, a guy that is a flag, as the flagship for Roma, should not lower himself to do the thing that he did. And now even Garcia, you know, it's the coaches, you know, the coaches complain and stuff like that. And you can accept that. But when the player is the caliber of Totti, that's that, then it just becomes...
They're still upset about what happened in the last match between the two teams when it was a bit of controversy.
You know, I've never been an advocate of the referee. I think that the referees sometimes do things that what they do. But I think that they don't do it with malice. Juventus have paid the consequences of the Calcio Popoli, you know, and now they go back to Calcio Popoli, where they went in second division. They earned their way up to the league. They won under Conte. They're winning right now. And, it's, you know, Sassuolo, the last team in the league.
Unbelievable.
You know, tied him. You know, so what's your take, Dick, about all this?
Well, first of all, Joe, when you mentioned about Sassuolo, and we talked about this before, it's great when you see teams like Ayba, you know, in Spain, and Sassuolo in Italy, you know, from very small beginnings and now in with the big boys, and getting a result like that was just fabulous at the weekend. I think it's great for the game when these kinds of things happen. But when you mention about players and comments that they make, I look at you know, some of the classic players over the years, and then they've been very guarded in what they've said whilst they've been a player. When they've retired, they've maybe made some comments, but I think there's things that are said by top players that you really take with a grain of salt, whether that was true and why it was said. But certainly when you look at Francesco Totti and what he has done for Roma over the years, he is Roma, isn't he? You know, he's
exactly,
the club, and he's been such an outstanding player over the years. It's going to be a really good game against Bayern Munich, I think, on Tuesday, and it's arguably the game of the week, so to speak. But certainly, and you will have it with your Italian papers, I'm sure that you'll be seeing it on the internet, Joe, what is being said, and every word that players have said, it's taken literally, isn't it? And some players, you know, be wiser to watch what they say. But in the case of Totti, you've probably got more on the ball than I have with what he's been doing and saying, but he's still an outstanding player.
Well, no. I'm not talking about his playing ability. I'm talking about the fact that being the face of Roma and being the captain of Roma, and to criticize and say that the referee, you know, that all the referees are in favor of Juventus win, it insinuated one thing, that there is fraud all over again, and that's what Italian soccer is trying to overcome. You know,
but the thing is, Joe, the Italian football, your calcio, has produced a Pierluigi Collina, who is arguably, in my eyes, being one of the top officials over the years until his retirement. And you've had some tremendous referees. I always remember way back when Concetto Lobello, the Siracusa, you know, and he was like a matinee idol, wasn't he? You know, the way he projected himself, and we're talking now about the 50s and 60s. And Rosario Lobello, his son, was also a FIFA referee, wasn't he?
Yes. I was talking to Andrew before we did the show, and I says, based upon all the stuff that's going on with, you know, the risk that the referee take and the abuse they got to take, it's got to be, I hope they get paid a lot of money, because they certainly deserve it. And they certainly are the target of many abuses from players, from the media, from everybody. Everybody analyzes.
We've talked about it, Joe, and even trainers get red cards from referees, don't they?
Sometimes.
Especially when the trainers kick the referee in the you know what. Dick, before we let you go, I teased this before you came on. Ebola affecting soccer. It looks like the African Cup of Nations may be canceled because of the Ebola breakout. Morocco, who is the host, have said that they cannot guarantee the safety of the players and fans. So that was a decision that has to be made, whether or not they're going to move it to South Africa, or if they're going to postpone it for a year or just cancel it altogether. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's certainly something that has to be taken into consideration when you get something like this happening, and certainly you don't want to jeopardize national associations with regards to it. So it will be monitored very closely, and I know that there'll be certainly contact from the African Confederation with FIFA as to the best case scenario. You don't like to see tournaments cancelled or postponed or moved to other locations, but certainly, given the gravity of the situation, it bears in mind you don't want to put any players or anybody at risk in these kind of situations.
That's right. And I'm sure the European teams won't shed a tear if the tournament is canceled, because I know they don't like to lose all their star players to this Cup of Nations. It's a big deal, and a lot of great players, like Yaya Toure, for example, and past Didier Drogba, guys like that who are
exactly excellent point, Andrew. I think there's several of the confederations of FIFA that I think should really take into consideration the fact that every 4 years, yes, there's going to be the World Cup, but then, with regards to regional tournaments, having them every 2 years makes it, very challenging with regards to release of players, and we've seen what happens with this over the years, and you rightly mentioned some of the star players that are playing in the Premiership that want to go back and represent their country. It puts them in a very difficult situation.
Well, there's certainly a lot to talk about, and we'll have more next week. Of course, I'll be watching Chelsea and Manchester United on Sunday. Man United tied today 2-2, so we're hoping that we'll get a nice, another famous victory over my rivals, United. So, Dick, thanks so much.
It'll be a good one. Lots to talk about, guys.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you very much, Dick.
All right, guys. Ciao. Va bene.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Coming up next, we'll be joined by our special guest, the assistant coach of Los Angeles Galaxy, Brighton native, former member of the Rochester Lancers, and the newest member of the Lancers Wall of Fame class of 2014, Dave Sarakin, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Your family is growing and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at FaberHomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting indoor soccer this fall in the brand new Major Arena Soccer League. The Lancers open the 2014 home campaign at the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, November 22nd, 7 p.m. against the Ontario California Fury. Get your 2014 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. As you mentioned earlier, we've announced the third inductee into the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame Class of 2014, joining Ellie Durante and Peter Short. He is our next guest on the show, native of Brighton, went to Cornell University, and has coached all over the United States, including with the men's national team, and now with the Los Angeles Galaxy. Happy to be joined by Dave Sarakin, and Dave's appearance brought to you tonight by Dental Dr. David Olivo of Gates, 2005 Lyle Avenue. Number to call is 328-3382. Or his interactive website is davidolivodmd.com. He is my dentist. He is Mr. Sirianni's dentist. We highly recommend him. He's been in practice for many years. The practice itself goes back all the way to when I was about 2 years old with Dr. Robert Barnes, who passed away. But Dr. Olivo will certainly take care of you, and the staff is top-notch, believe me.
I agree. I totally agree. And, you know, if you ever need any dental work, that's the place to go.
David, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on being the third inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame for this year.
Well, guys, thank you so much. It's great to be with you, and finding this out is really, it's very humbling, and it brings back a lot of really great, memorable memories for me. Falling in love with the game of soccer as a kid, watching the Lancers, and then having the opportunity to be a part of that team in my early teens and middle teens, and it was just a formative time for me to shape me to continue on in this sport. And it's hard to believe it's been this many years that I've still been in the sport, but the Rochester Lancers were a major fabric of what made me love the game of soccer, and I can only thank those that thought of me to be in that great company already. So thank you very much.
David, aside the color of the hair, you're still a little kid.
that's so nice of you, Joe. Thank you. Yeah. Well, it's genetic, that hair, but part of it is age. That's true.
As we get older, you know, some of us lose the hair. Some of them get a different color of hair. Just think.
Right. At least I still got my hair. I'm happy about that.
It's so distinguished on you. But anyway,
you,
David, you know, I want to congratulate you because you certainly have been an asset to soccer in general, but in particular, you know, you're from Rochester, you represent Rochester, you represent the team that we love, that, you know, give us birth, so to speak. And I'm so glad that you were one of the honoree because everybody deserves it, but I think that you deserve a little bit more because you put in so much of your life. You sacrifice your family, you sacrifice everything for the game. And, you know, I think that the honors that you will receive, or the honor that you're going to receive, it's worth it and it's warranted.
Well, again, I really am humbled by it. You know, if people look at my days as a player with the Lancers, they'll realize I didn't see a lot of game minutes in those days, and those were different times. You know, where the American player was sort of an anomaly. It was, in fact, if I recall, they had the league mandated you had to have at least three on the field, and usually, in my case, it was either a goalkeeper, a right back, or left back, and it was tough for wingers or midfielders to see a lot of time in those days. But it was my hometown. You know, I remember thinking I was Carlos Medetieri dribbling through bushes at my house in Brighton, practicing to one day be a part of that team, and I was so fortunate to have those years with Rochester. And like I said earlier, it just you know, my love for the game began even a little bit earlier than that, but having that pro experience, and even some of it was humbling then, you know, not seeing a lot of playing time and dealing with the ups and downs of being a pro, and
you know, I tell the guys now with the Galaxy, you know, back in those days, you know, we painted houses in the summer and did extra work just to supplement our incomes along with being pros. So I feel like, the sacrifice was made not just by me but for everybody. I'm sure there's so many guys worthy of this. And, again, I'm very humbled, and I appreciate the thought that I would be a part of that select company.
And besides that, you and I sit together on the bench.
Yeah, we did, actually. We have a lot of stories about that.
Yeah, I know.
A lot.
I remember that we used to get mad at the coach.
Well, you know how it is. You're never happy as a player, and the coach is always the one to blame. And now that I'm coaching, I realize that. So it just comes with the territory.
I know.
That's right. And I know, Dave, it was a tough weekend this weekend for the Galaxy. I mean, it was a big, big celebration for Landon Donovan, his final home regular season match. But I know the result was not what the Galaxy wanted after getting up 2-0 and ending up 2-2. You know, I say 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in soccer, and the Sounders proved that. And now it's all on the line Saturday. Basically, you guys go into CenturyLink Field needing a victory to win the Supporters Shield, but you've done it before. You beat them 3-0 earlier this year in Seattle, so it certainly can be done. What do you think about Sunday's match and the one upcoming on Saturday?
Well, you know, it was a little disappointing for sure, you know, giving up a 2-0 lead yesterday and then ended up coming away with just 1 point. You know, we've watched the game again and gone through it, and you know, I think we came away with the fact that we give Seattle some credit. They took us out of our rhythm. They were very physical with us, very chippy, and that's part of it. You know, Landon, I think, has had a lot on his plate. I think he ran out of gas in the second half, and they neutralized our best players, and, you know, we fell asleep on a couple plays, and they capitalized, and two good teams will do that. And so we knew with these two games on that we had to get a win and a tie. And so we've gotten the tie. And as you said, back in July, we went up there and had a terrific performance and beat them pretty soundly 3-0. And there's no reason why we can't do that again. And, you know, it's the good news on all of this is that regardless of whether we win the Supporters Shield or not, obviously we'd like that as first being first, but we've already booked a spot in the playoffs and we'll be at home, and, you know, we feel good about where we're at, win, lose, or draw. But certainly it'll, you know, the schedule makers are happy that they got Seattle and L.A. back-to-back, and it'll be very exciting.
It certainly will be, and it's certainly going to be an atmosphere that can rival any stadium in the world on Saturday. The stadium, I'm sure, will be packed to the rafters for this match. So how do you prepare for something like that? I mean, it being a probably massive amounts of fans from Seattle and going in there as an away team, how do you prepare?
Well, you know, we've already been there and done that. And you know, when you look at our roster, we have a number of players who have not only played in that kind of atmosphere, but on the international stage and under even more of a spotlight. So it's not going to phase the Robbie Keens or Landons of the world. We won't have Omar, unfortunately, due to that red card. But we have a number of guys who have played in on the big stage. And I honestly believe good competitive athletes like ours love that environment and relish the opportunity to, you know, beat Seattle in their place. And, you know, it's in a lot of ways the pressure's on them because they're expected to beat us at home. And so I think we can go in loose, go in and just enjoy the atmosphere and take it as it comes.
David, just before Andrew and I were talking about you being a Rochesterian, and we were talking about the Mrs. Sarakian. Is she from Rochester?
My wife?
Your wife, yeah.
She's from Buffalo. She's close by, upstate New Yorker. Yeah.
Well, don't forget, David has also ties to Buffalo. He played with the Buffalo Stallions for
Oh, that's the way you met her, huh?
Yes, yes. She fell in love with me when I was scoring against Pittsburgh, I think, at the time. No. but we did meet in Buffalo during my days playing indoor, and even soccer brought me my beautiful wife, and which led to having a beautiful family. So soccer, I've been very fortunate with the sport on every level imaginable.
Well, that's, you know, our friendship goes without saying, and I feel very lucky that you and I can call each other friends.
Well, you know how I feel, Joe. You know, back in those days, you know, when I'd come to training and all the Americans were sort of in one little corner playing keep away and complaining about not getting an opportunity, you were always there for me and all the other guys as a guy that we could vent with and talk with. And honestly, I'm not just saying it because we're on the air and you said kind words to me. It was so important for us to have somebody in our corner that was part of the so-called staff. And so I've often thought of that, and you were so great with us, just keeping our confidence going. And you believed in me, and you believed in the players and the American players, and that exactly. That went a long way. It really did.
Yep. Well, Dave, we hope you can make it up here for the induction ceremony. I know it's a tough time for you for traveling and things like that, but you know, it's December 27th. It's an afternoon situation with just before the game with the Baltimore Blast at 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. So we would certainly, I'm sure all the fans would love to see you. I'm sure that they haven't, actually, since you're always on the road with L.A. and you haven't had the chance to be here in Rochester a lot, but we're sure that the fans would, and all the old, you know, the old Spencer fans and the fans who follow you with the Galaxy would love to have you here. So if you can make it, we're certainly wishing that you, hoping you can.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm going to certainly try. And, again, I want to thank those that thought of me, and I'm very humbled by it. And it's an honor, and I appreciate all that you guys have done for me as well. So if I can get up there in December, I'm certainly going to try.
We're going to need a picture of you.
What's that?
We're going to need a picture of you for the program.
A picture? Okay. You want a current one or an old one? Or when I had long hair
both.
And dark hair?
We can put both of them, before and after.
Yeah, you can see how the time-lapse photography has changed over the years.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. I'll, my wife takes a lot of photos. I'll make sure we get you a few.
Thank you, okay. David.
Thank you so much, Dave. We'll be watching on Saturdays, NBC 2:30 kickoff here in the East Coast, L.A. and Seattle for the Supporter Shield. Thanks so much.
And thank you, guys. You're doing a great job. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, David. It's Dave Sarakin here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the latest inductee into Lancers Wall of Fame class of 2014. When we come back, we're joined by 2012 inductee Michael Lewis of the U.S. Soccer Report. Next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Soccer Sam, you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season tickets for the 2015 Flash season are now on sale for a limited time at discounted pricing, which ends October 31st. Season tickets are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Rochester Lancers are back for another season of exciting indoor soccer this fall in the brand new Major Arena Soccer League. The Lancers open the 2014 home campaign at the Blue Cross Arena Saturday, November 22nd, 7 p.m. against the Ontario California Fury. Get your 2014 Lancers season tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis is brought to you this week by our newest sponsor, the Van Bortle Auto Group, Van Bortle Subaru in Victor, Van Bortle Ford in East Rochester, and Van Bortle Chevy in Macedon. Go to VanBortleCars.com for all of the information. Michael, how's things in New York?
I'm very well. How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
We're cold. Soon snow's going to come.
Oh, please,
well, that's a
don't
surprise.
Say that.
But the beautiful, I got to tell you, Mike, my daughter, she came up from Florida because she loves autumn. And yesterday we took a little ride all around Rochester, and the colors of the trees were beautiful. Unbelievable. What nature really does.
Where just getting into peak right about now here on Long Island.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, I want to ask you about some things that were said last week by one Jurgen Klinsmann. And we haven't had a chance to talk about things because of the couple of special shows we had, but there was certainly a lot of controversy in Klinsmann's comments about players playing in Major League Soccer as opposed to playing in Europe. And Klinsmann, just to paraphrase, he would much prefer to see players in Europe because of better competition and the players would develop more rather than having them play in Major League Soccer, you know, players like Michael Bradley, for example. And that certainly got the rancor of Don Garber, the commissioner of Major League Soccer. So what are your thoughts on this whole situation?
Well, quite frankly, I think Jurgen Klinsmann has a good point there. I think any player should aspire to the most difficult competition. And I understand everyone has their own priorities. Some players are dying to go to Europe. They might not be good enough. Some might fit in very well. Some don't want to go over for personal reasons, or maybe they have a very nice contract here. But quite frankly, if I'm a player, I would love to, you know, to try it out, to see, you know, take that challenge. Don Garber, I understand where he is coming from. I think the problem that MLS had is that he decided to have a conference call about it, and instead of maybe issuing a nice long statement giving his side of the, or the owner's side of the story, he wound up answering questions from the media, and I don't necessarily think he came out as well as he could have if he just left the statement out there and then maybe tackled the issue, maybe one-on-one interviews throughout the playoffs and up to MLS Cup. But, you know, the bottom line is you've got to go out and try to be the best you can. And MLS has, you know, night and day over where it was in 1996, and it's going to continue to get better. you're going to be challenged as an American player, or a Canadian player for that matter, more overseas than you will be here at the moment. Hopefully someday that's going to change, but we're not there yet.
I totally agree with you, Mike, because I think that not only the exposition that they have, you know, that a player will gain from over there, but it's just, you know, how soccer is the number one sports in Europe, where over here there's people that they claim that soccer is on the bottom of the list. So when you get exposed to the best of the best, you measure up a little bit better, you know. I think that the will to perform to the very best, it's more conducive and more demanding than it is over here. I mean, with a lot of respect, I agree with you that soccer in the United States has come a long way from the way you and I knew that. And a lot of kudos. But, you know, we, unfortunately, I think that the players that go and play in Europe, and they get the chance to play, because you got to have a chance to play in order to get better. And, you know, they come back and they're a better player and they better represent the United States.
And some don't get that chance to play. Some just don't cut it. Some get injured. So be it. They can. There's always another league somewhere, if not in Europe, South America, Mexico, or MLS. So there are a lot of options for players these days.
Well, Michael, I know there was not a happy scene at Red Bull Arena on Saturday with the Columbus Crew coming in there and knocking off the Red Bulls 3-1. Red Bulls are in the playoffs, but they certainly want to try to avoid that 4-5 matchup if possible. And if they get a victory over Sporting Kansas City, the defending champions, on Sunday, they might be able to do that. But what were your thoughts on the match?
The Red Bulls did not look like a team that deserved to be in the playoffs yesterday, not one iota. I mean, you've got to give credit to the Columbus Crew. They looked like the much hungrier side. And they came out and showed it. You know, Columbus doesn't have very many big names, but they play well as a team. And that's, I think, going to be a big key to them in the playoffs. The Red Bulls, you know, fortunately they have one more game. Maybe they can get their act together and get out of the wild card area there. It's not an easy thing to do, because you're going to have to play midweek and then you're going to have to play on Sunday again against a well-rested team in the playoffs, and they have to look at themselves in the mirror and say, yeah, we did not give the effort. It's one thing to lose. It's one thing to play well and lose. It's another thing not to play well and lose. So can't call it a tough defeat. It's I think they just let that slip through their hands.
Well, One good thing, I guess, the Red Bulls do have a Champions League match on Wednesday against Montreal. It really has no meaning whatsoever because Montreal's already qualified. Sporting Kansas City has a very difficult match at Deportivo Saprissa in Costa Rica, and they will certainly have their hands full in that match. They need to get a not a bad loss to go through, but still, having to travel and then come back and play on Sunday in Kansas City, it won't be easy, so the Red Bulls may have an advantage.
It is very, very possible. Very, very possible. I think, as the Red Bulls like to say, and as I've written, you know, after a loss like that, you get amnesia. You know, you look at it, you analyze it, you know, for a day or so, but then you've got to look ahead. The Red Bulls aren't going to be putting out their starting 11 against Montreal for that rather meaningless Champions League game on Wednesday. So they're going to have literally two teams this week. One, as I'm calling it, sort of like a reserve match at Red Bull Arena, and then, of course, the big game on Sunday. But give a lot of credit to Peter Vermes, the coach of Kansas City. He has a plan. And I'm interested in seeing who he's going to rest, how many players he's going to rest for the Champions League game, and we'll see if he could pull off both. I wouldn't put it past him. He did coach the team to the MLS Championship last year.
Well, certainly a lot of folks watching Kansas City with the Royals in the World Series, and both soccer teams, actually all three soccer teams coming from the Kansas City area, are the defending champions in their leagues right now. So Kansas City, the hub of the sports world at the moment. Well, Michael, thank you so much. We'll be looking forward to talking to you again next Monday night.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And buenas noches.
Michael Lewis, live from New York City here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We want to thank our guests tonight, Dave Sarakin. And Dave, again, the third inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame. We'll have the fourth inductee on next week's show. We'll be announcing that. The Lancers home opener is November 22nd, 7 o'clock against the Ontario, California Fury. And the Wall of Fame is December 27th. December 27th, 1 p.m. against the Baltimore Blast. 872-KICK for your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, and Bob D'Angelo pushing the buttons at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buenas noches.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortel Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Grass.